Well, good morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. Last week's message was the God Spiel. Comes out of the German, the God Spiel, that which is spoken. We say gospel. We have heard, some perhaps have had the existential experience of having a spell cast upon you. We read in those fairy tales about spells being cast, wherein the recipient comes under the power of the words spoken unto them. Christians become under the spell, if you will, for lack of a better analogy, of the influence of God's word, the gospel. Last week I said, we're going somewhere. As we studied deeper this week, we have to backtrack a little bit. And we have to lay a foundation from the original word, which was in the Greek. We have to lay a foundation for some understanding of what is Paul is telling us in this book of Romans. He says in that first chapter, he says, so as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel, the God spiel, the God spell to you that are at Rome. I'm ready to speak to anyone whom God has given ears and has accessed either by the internet on thegodschool.com or by shortwave radio. I am ready to preach, to declare the good news of God unto you. You say, well, Don, I've been going to church for 35 years. I know what the gospel is. Do you? If God be gracious unto me today, my hope is some further light might be shed upon that which we call the gospel, the God spiel, the God spell. So, in the beginning of John's gospel, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with the God, and the Word was God. That Greek word, being translated word into the English, is logos. Now, Greek, like Hebrew is made up of roots and stems. Stems being prefixes and suffixes. But the root is from whence things grow. And the word in the Greek log or leg means to speak or like it says in Ephesians 1:4 that accordingly God chose, the word there is exalegotos, the root being leg, God chose by speaking, God chose previously out from among those he didn't choose for himself. All that is in that word exalexitos, but the root is leg or log, and it means to speak or to say. Don, we've heard this before. Well, listen some more. Listen some more. As I was going back to the Greek, and look, I'm not a Greek scholar. I admit that. I'm grateful for the helps God has made available, and there are a myriad. To get us closer to what was being declared in the New Testament, in all the Word of God, knowledge is important, and knowledge of God only builds confidence, and confidence is 90, or courage, confidence or courage, they're 90% of faith. So I want to go and look back in the 28th verse of the third chapter. Last week we said Paul, having given an argument for almost three full chapters, why the gospel, the God spiel is important, he comes to this. He says, therefore, we conclude that a man is, and I'm transliterating, that you might catch what's being said. Therefore, we conclude that a man is righteousified by faith without the works or the deeds of the law. The word being translated conclude is logomisai. Now here it's Paul speaking, we speaking for the church, we conclude that a man is righteousified by the law without, or righteousified by faith without the deeds of the law. As we go into the fourth chapter, Paul says, what shall we say then that Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, has found. Now, in the 20th verse of the third chapter, it says, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin." What shall we say then? That Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, has found. For if Abraham were righteousified by works, he has whereof to glory, but not before God. Let me see if I can bring this a little more into our world. If Abraham were righteousified by works, he has whereof to boast, but not before God. For what saith the scripture? Abraham faithed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Logomazo. 4th chapter. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, unmerited favor, but of debt. This word, reckoned, is a log word. It means spoken of. It's the reward not spoken of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth, faitheth on him that righteousifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Logomazo. 3 times. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness. Lego iste. Imputeth righteousness without works. Saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Legomazai, the roots, lego. Now Paul makes this argument, cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned, legomazai, to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned, legomazai? I think that's 5 and 6 now times. Spoken when he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. This is before circumcision. This was before that outward sign of a relationship with God. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that faith, though they be not circumcised, that the righteousness might be imputed, legomai, unto them also. For for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. I'm not ashamed of the God spiel. For therein, in the God spiel, is a righteousness revealed from faith to faith. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and a promise made of none effect. It took place before the circumcision, before the law, because the law works wrath. Why would you ever want to boast of your righteousness in the law? Jesus, or Paul, says in that second, third chapter of Romans, there's none righteous, no, not one. Because the law worketh wrath. For where no law is, there's no transgression. But God gave the law that we might understand all have sinned, all have fallen short. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, by unmerited favor, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is father of us all. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. Boy, that's a mouthful that the church has refused to pursue, that promise of God of the many nations that were to come out of Abraham and his seed. But that's not the subject today. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own dead, not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. 100 years old, a couple weeks ago, I was in San Francisco, and my friend had his mother-in-law living with them. She's 100 years old. She staggers physically. But this old woman, her faith was strong. She didn't stagger in apistis, not faith, non-faith. But was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. And therefore, it was imputed again. Lego. This one is log este, root, log, speaking, spoken to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed If we believe, if we faith on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, eleven times now, folks, this word and its derivatives, logomazai, logoeste, 11 times it's used in this fourth chapter. And who, and it speaks of something being said. And who is the one saying it? It's God. It's God. Even God, in the 17th verse, it says, who quickens the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Now, look, I have touted these websites wherein you can go and look further into the original languages. And they've opened up worlds to me in knowledge and understanding, which only strengthens my faith. And I hope these messages strengthen your faith, your confidence in God. But I found it very interesting that one of the websites, and it doesn't make any difference which one, gives a further help in understanding this word, logomazai. They tell you it comes from the original logos. Then they say it comes, we get our word logic from it. Like, somehow or other, these are logical conclusions. I'm so grateful to Martin Luther wherein he said, you know, when it comes to faith, throw logic out the window. Is this logical? Who quickeneth the dead? God says, there's none righteous, no, not one. But here it says, and call it those things which be not as though they were. Folks, that's not a logical statement. That's a statement of faith. That is a declaration of the power of God unto salvation, which is found in the God spiel. Now, last week I said, in the middle of the teaching, hang in there with me, folks, we're going somewhere. And I never got there. Hopefully today we're going to dig a little deeper, go a little further. Now, it was not written for his sake alone, that is, for Abraham's sake alone, that it was imputed. To impute means something that is put in from the outside. God's the putter in her. In us. He speaks righteousness in us. Even the righteousness which is by the faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all the ones faithing. But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed if we faith on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our righteousness. Therefore, being righteousified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Into this unmerited favorable position. And rejoice. The word here is that same word found in the second verse of the fourth chapter. It's to boast, wherein we boast in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory here, the same word as in the second verse, boast. We boast in tribulation. Tribulation. Jesus said, in the world, you shall have tribulation. The word, the English word comes from the Latin word tribulum. It was the process of beating the wheat from the chaff. Oh, beating. Weak from the chaff of separating. Paul says we boast in tribulation. I have a note in my Bible. It says, grown-up Christianity. Faith puts us in this sphere where we rely on God, not on another's opinion. Whom the Lord loveth, it says, he chasteneth. The word in the Greek there is paideia, means to child train. God's graceful training is to whack us, to keep us fading. Paul says, into this grace wherein we stand and boast in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we boast in tribulations, knowing that tribulation, whackings, worketh endurance. King James says patience. Hey, I'm not putting myself above anyone, but man, oh man, if you've been listening, the translators could have done a better job. I use the King James Bible. I think it's the most honest of all the English translations. But my goodness, all you had to do was listen to the last 25 minutes to find out some of its shortcomings compared to the original. But we boast in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation, that whackings worketh endurance, and endurance, experience. Have any of you ever said, oh, I can't make it through this one. This one's going to kill me. We're not finished. You want to hear the rest, go to thegodschool.com. Had to throw that in. We're at the end of 30 minutes. Knowing that whackings worketh patience, and patience experience. What's the experience? We made it through that one. We grabbed hold of God's word, of that which God spoke. Psalm 119, verse 89 says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." Look, folks, God called us unto eternal life. Shame on those who would equate God's calling to a life down here that they claim is a full life. Oh, God has blessed me. Look at all my toys. Look at all my belongings. Look at all my wealth. Look at all my health. Oh, I can't say what I want to say. Dr. Scott used to use the expression, up your nose sideways with a Mack truck. We boast in tribulation also, knowing that tribulations worketh endurance, and endurance experience. We're still here, folks. Blessed men go through valley of weeping. And because the whackings produced in us endurance, and the endurance produced experience, we made it through that one, and experience hope. We look back, we made it through all that stuff. We have the hope we're going to continue to make it through. And hope maketh not ashamed. We're not ashamed of God's word. We're not ashamed of God's spiel. We're not ashamed of being under the influence of God's word. Peter describes us as strangers and pilgrims in this world, because God has called us into that world which is eternal. And we look not on the things that are seen, but on the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal, and we live by faith, not by sight. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. Again, given, not earned, given. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We're just getting in to the gospel, to the God spiel, to God's good news. And I hope that you will continue as we continue to deliver this God spiel at the God School. And that is the God School for today.